If this were college football season, Republican presidential contenders could all feel pretty good about where they stand. Whatever their problems, they all could say they're ranked somewhere in the top 20.
The reality they face, of course, is that the field is getting very crowded with as many as 20 candidates angling to run. The newest to formally declare is one of the better known. Mike Huckabee made a strong run in 2008.
Now he's trying to stand out in the 2016 rankings. Here's NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne.
Even as Mike Huckabee sizes up this year's GOP field, including today's rising Republican superstars like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, and Scott Walker, his campaign kickoff yesterday felt like a nod to an earlier time, one of decades past.
Okay, to the balcony, let's do it together. Whoa, tie a yellow ribbon round the old whoa tree. It's been three long years. Do you still want me?
That song was performed live yesterday by the man who made it a hit 40 years ago, Tony Orlando, who also served as an MC for the rally. And it's a piece of pop culture that fits in with Huckabee's regular guy, sometimes even corny appeal. When the candidate took the stage at the event in his hometown of Hope, Arkansas, he spoke of the values he was taught as a child, values that he says the nation needs to fully embrace today.
It was here in Hope that I learned how to swim, how to ride a bike, how to read, how to work, and how to play fair. I learned the difference between right and wrong, and I learned that God loves me as much as he loves anyone, but that he doesn't love some more than others.
Back in 2008, Huckabee won the Iowa caucuses thanks to conservative Christian voters. He is again reaching out to them. Yesterday, he combined a populist economic message aimed at a struggling working class with frequent mentions of his faith. Huckabee said the country has lost its way morally. He pointed to the U.S. Supreme Court's pending decision on same-sex marriage.
My friend, the Supreme Court is not the supreme being, and they cannot overturn the laws of nature or of nature's God.
Hope, Arkansas, is the birthplace of both Huckabee and former President Bill Clinton. When Clinton ran for president, he famously used the line, quote, "I still believe in a place called Hope." Huckabee, too, has come up with a line using the town name, one he repeated.
And with your help and God's, we will make that journey from Hope to higher ground. God bless
so,
you.
So Huckabee embarks on another race where he finds new competition for the evangelical voters he did so well with last time and a test of whether his old-fashioned personality adapts to the modern era of campaigning. Don Gagne, NPR News, Hope, Arkansas.